Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. A brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos is here. Today, we have updated information about the speakers and topics of our two remaining conferences this year, and then the rest of this week, best-selling author Jonathan Kahn will be here, debuting his brand new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Each year, Southwest Radio Ministries creates a unique calendar from differing parts of the world, filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We're privileged to put these together for you and know you are then armed with His truth for the year to come. This year's calendar theme is Unseen Israel. This 16-month calendar features beautiful photographs that reveal sites that are not often visited by tour groups or focus on views that are not often seen in pamphlets or pointed out by tour guides. These locations are important in understanding the history and culture of ancient Israel. Order your Unseen Israel calendar today. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order this beautiful calendar at our website, swrc.com. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Calendars are ready to ship today. Order yours when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Remember, you can also order at our website, swrc.com. Today, we have a lot of voices in the studio, ready to talk about our upcoming conferences. Staff Evangelist Josh Davis is here to set the stage.
I'm joined by Pastor Larry Spargimino, the host of Watchmen on the Wall, and we are excited about the upcoming Clarity to the Chaos Bible Prophecy Conference coming to Columbus, Ohio, our largest conference of the year, and that'll be October 26th, 27th, 28th. 3 full days, over a dozen Bible teachers, and you will be encouraged, you'll be strengthened, you'll be challenged, you'll grow in the Lord, and you'll grow in your fellowship with each other. And so we are going to highlight some of the very important things about this conference and why you need to be there. Pastor Larry, thank you for joining me today.
Always a delight to be on the air with you, Joshua.
So what are some of the important things about the Clarity to the Chaos conferences, and why is it important that people come and attend these conferences?
Well, the Word of God gives us clarity, and in a day of confusion, that's exactly what we need. We need clarity. When you know the prophetic word, chaos is not really a big surprise. God told us that if a nation or a people departs from the Word of God and forgets God, chaos will follow. So, as the Bible tells us, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to those who are imprisoned by it. And we certainly see that. One of the reasons I think we need to come is because people need clarity. What's going on? What does it mean? How should I live? For whom should I vote in the next election? And I do believe that voting is a privilege and also a responsibility that we have in America. We get clarity. We can come to understand. As a matter of fact, as you know, Joshua, I was an amillennialist for many, many years. I'm, of course, no longer that. And I didn't really understand current events until I threw away my preterism and accepted premillennialism and futurism. Our nation has departed from the Word of God. Our leaders don't even believe that there's only male and female. They don't believe in chromosomes. They don't believe in science. They are living by a destructive ideology. What does all of that mean? And furthermore, if we don't agree with their destructive ideology, they call us haters. Yes, I'm a hater. I hate every evil and false way and love the truth. And I think our Clarity to the Chaos conferences will help people to really hate evil, every false way, and they will get to understand how these false ways fit into God's redemptive plan. And prophecy, of course, is an important part of that redemptive plan.
Someone will be at the conference this year that will be one of our keynote speakers, and it's a person that you've got to build a relationship with over the last several years, and that's Jonathan Kahn. Would you speak a little bit about why you're excited to be with him again in Columbus, October 26th through the 28th?
Well, Joshua, I think Jonathan Kahn is one of God's gifts to the world. Now, that's a big statement, and some of my old preterist friends would not agree with that, but I still stick by it. I think God has blessed the whole world through this man. Jonathan will be our keynote speaker. I've had the privilege of interviewing him several times in the last several years. Every book he writes, every word he speaks, brings out some deep truth from the Word of God. And it's there. You know, when you start looking, you will find it right there in the Bible. You might not have seen it before, but Brother Kahn brings it out. And I want to tell you this about Jonathan Kahn. He is a very, very humble man. I believe that, and I mean it. Rightfully, he's very famous. He's high profile, but you would never know it. He's a prophetic preacher, very humble, God-fearing man, a family man. But in the Bible, prophecy is not only about the future. God speaks to God's people today. And I really believe that Jonathan Kahn does that. He speaks to us to edify us, to encourage us, to strengthen us. But he also has some sharp words about the church today. And some people might take offense at that, but I kind of know him personally. I see his humility. He's for real. When he speaks about God's judgment, he's not saying, oh boy, I can't wait until God destroys everything. No, he doesn't say, he says that with a broken heart. And, you know, that's the way Jesus spoke about the coming doom upon the wicked. To put it plainly, I think Jonathan Kahn is a wonderful man of God, and he's a family man. He's a pastor. I don't know how he does all that he does do. I'm sure his wife is very supportive. But even if he were the only speaker, I'd want to be there, and I want to shake his hands once again. I've been with him a couple of times in person, and he is just a wonderful speaker, a wonderful teacher, a wonderful pastor, and we will learn and be challenged by Jonathan Kahn.
And he's going to be with us at the Clarity to the Chaos Conference, October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio. Please do not wait to register. You can register today by calling us at 1-800-652-1144, or you can register for this conference on our website, swrc.com, and there's a registration form that you can fill out right there on our website. And it's important that we're talking about Jonathan Kahn today, because tomorrow and going through the rest of the week, you will hear Pastor Larry interviewing Jonathan Kahn on his brand new book called The Josiah Manifesto. And that's also available from our ministry. And so tune in. You don't want to miss the rest of this week as we hear from Pastor Larry and Jonathan Kahn. But you want to meet him in person. You want to hear him at our Clarity to the Chaos Conference coming up October 26th through the 28th. Pastor Larry, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share with people about the conferences?
Well, you need to be there. Yes, you, in person. And let me tell you why you need to be there. You know, friends, I see a stirring in America. Praise God, He is blessing us with persecution. Now, I'll say that again. God is blessing us with persecution, and now we're having persecution in America. You know, one of the early church fathers, Tertullian, around 202, said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." We've all become so complacent. We take so much for granted. We are cool in our carnality, but that is beginning to change. So you need to come and be equipped, be educated, be motivated, be challenged. We all need to be ready for what God wants to do through us and through that conference. So friends, hope to see you in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. I'm privileged to be joined by another of our wonderful Columbus speakers. It's Evangelist Donald Perkins. Brother Perkins, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Well, it's always a blessing and a privilege to be with you guys. I love your ministry, and I'm looking forward to our time together today.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to seeing you here in just a couple of weeks as we gather for our Columbus Conference, October 26th through the 28th. Friends, we love to see you there. Brother Perkins, you travel across this country and really around the world, preaching and teaching people about the Word of the Lord. What do you see God doing in these days that we live in as you make your travels?
Well, one of the things I'm seeing is that because of the times in which we're living, God is literally stirring up people's hearts to want to know what is going on. I travel, there are a lot of churches that never really understand Bible prophecy because the pastors don't teach it. But what's happening is because of all the events that are happening around us, these events are causing the members of the church to want to know what's going on. So therefore, a lot of pastors now are having to deal with current events or just Bible prophecy in general. So I'm seeing a hunger because of the times, you know, because we're seeing things that the Bible literally talked about that would take place during these times. Therefore, a lot of churches now are having to deal with it. Many of them are actually scheduling Bible prophecy conferences or bringing in evangelists like myself and others to deal with current event things, to give people a balanced perspective, you know. One other thing, too, because people have access to the internet, there are a lot of different voices that are out there. And again, you know, a lot of pastors are having to deal with their members coming to them with all of these questions that may not be totally biblically correct. And therefore, again, the pastors have to deal with it, and they want to give a clear message of the end time. I'm seeing a stir in the churches, which is really exciting. I'll be honest with you, it's really exciting to see the hunger and the stir of God's people to want to know more and also want to know it correctly based on the Word of God.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that report because, you know, there has been just a level of biblical illiteracy across our churches, and I'm glad to hear that you think that people are starting to wake up to the truth. Is that what you're seeing as you go across?
Yes, absolutely. And again, like I said, it's very encouraging. It's very refreshing to see that. You know, now it's not in every church. I mean, but because of the times of people watching TV, they're watching the news, and they are seeing things that are out there, things that are happening, and they have no answers. They may have bits and pieces of prophecy, but they need clarity. So I'm seeing a hunger, which is, again, very refreshing to see.
And our conference is called the Clarity to the Chaos Conference. And we deal with Bible prophecy.
Amen. Amen.
We deal with a lot of other issues. But we came up with that title because it's not just Bible prophecy that people need clarity on. They need clarity on the gospel. They need clarity on all the issues of God's Word. There is so much chaos going on in this world today, and we need to have clarity. I'm glad you chose to use that word, but that's something that's near and dear to our hearts here at Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries, is bringing clarity to the chaos and making sense of all the nonsense that's out there today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only thing that will bring clarity is the Word of God. And especially when it deals with the end times. I mean, there's a lot of craziness that's out there. I really appreciate you guys having this conference to give that clarity.
Well, you know, like it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, people quote that verse, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but they stop there and they don't go on to the next verse. It says, continue thou in the things that you have learned and heard. And it says, stay in God's Word, stay with the stuff, and to keep your focus on the Lord. Brother Perkins, why do you think conferences like these are important in these days that we live in?
Again, I really think that they're important because it has a clear answer to where we are. People want to know, where are we? People want to know what's going on. A conference like this, again, getting back to the term clarity, it gives people clarity. You know, the scripture in Isaiah, book of Isaiah says, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. And what that means is this. If you get God's wisdom and God's knowledge about events that are happening, it will stabilize you. It will give you peace in the midst of the chaos. So these type of conferences are very vital to bring about a peace in the church, in the culture, in people's lives. And when they get that clarity, many people come to Christ, you know, salvation. People come to Christ because they finally got an answer, you know, based on their questions related to end times, you know. But these type of conferences, I think, are so vital for the time that we are living in.
Amen. And friends, we just encourage you. Maybe you've got someone who's unsaved. They're interested in Bible prophecy. They're interested in some of these kinds of things that we're going to be talking about at the Clarity to the Chaos Conference coming up in Columbus, October 26th through the 28th. I just encourage you, invite them to come with you to this conference. And that may be an open door. Maybe you can't get them to attend church on a Sunday with you, but they'll come to a conference like this because they're curious about what's going on in this world today. So friends, we just encourage you and challenge you. Invite some people to come with you that don't know the Lord, but they have an open heart to these kinds of things. I think that it could really help them to understand the good news of Jesus Christ, as we said, to help them make sense out of all this nonsense. Brother Perkins, you have anything else you'd like to share with our audience today?
Well, I'm just honored to be a part of this wonderful conference. I'm looking forward to the time of just sharing God's Word and allowing the Word of God to do the talking. So I'm excited about it.
Amen. I'm looking forward to being with you there October 26th through the 28th. I'm joined in studio by my fellow colleague at Watchmen on the Wall in Southwest Radio Ministries, Micah Van Hus. Micah, we're glad that you're with us today.
Oh, it's good to be here, Josh. Appreciate you having me.
Our Clarity to the Chaos conferences are just a highlight for me and for you. I know we love to go and to meet people and to experience the conferences. Why do you enjoy the conferences so much?
Well, absolutely. I love traveling around and meeting new people from new places and all the different questions as we talk about the mysteries of God's universe, the mysteries of the Bible. I get all kinds of fascinating questions from folks. All kinds of folks want to talk to me about this mystery, that mystery, and it gives me a little bit of fodder for maybe my next segment or my next book or next video, whatever I end up doing. So I just love talking to folks and meeting all the folks around the country.
And at this Columbus conference, you've got a brand new presentation that you will debut. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So at the Columbus conference, I'll be doing my presentation on secret societies for the first time. Lord willing, I also have the book Secret Societies, Blood Never Sleeps, available for that. We'll take a look at the history of secret societies, the current secret societies, how that'll play into the end times. Of course, my speculation on that, not that I know 100%, but just some fascinating stuff on the origins of secret societies, which I've already done a segment on this radio show about where do the secret societies originate. And I think they originate technically with the Watchers rebelling against Elohim and coming to earth in Genesis chapter 6, and their knowledge being passed on the stone pillars or the emerald tablet through the flood, and then Nimrod and the Greek god Hermes finding the knowledge of the Watchers after the flood. And so basically Nimrod becomes the first grand master of the Masons. That's according to them. Nimrod builds Babylon, builds the giant cities, builds ziggurats through all his cities. Those could also be pyramids. The Tower of Babel, most likely, Nimrod. Nimrod becomes the post-Diluvian world's first god. And so the people are worshiping Nimrod. God sees the Tower of Babel and decides to confound the world into 70 different languages. And what we find is all these ancient gods, from Osiris to Apollo to Horus, all these ancient gods, I think, are actually one and the same being, and that is Nimrod. And that's what you get when you get the world's languages divided into 70 different languages all at once. All these ancient cultures are talking about this god, but it's all actually the same person, just in different languages. So we get into all that, and then we carry it through to the Knights Templar, Bilderberg Group, the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, and then we try to tie it into the end times situation. So look forward to doing the presentation in Ohio.
And your presentations are always just absolutely visually stunning. You do a lot of the artwork yourself, and they always are so eye-grabbing, eye-appealing. And there's a long line of people wanting to talk to you after your presentations. I know it's one of your favorite things to do, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And of course, this AI art is brought to us directly from the Illuminati. No, I'm joking. AI art. It's been a big tool, a big help in getting the artwork for Marginal Mysteries. If folks go to marginalmysteries.com, you'll see much of the artwork and many of the covers for the books that have been animated on the website. Very cool place to take a look at, marginalmysteries.com. But yeah, AIR has definitely been a great help to our presentations.
Mm-hmm. And can you speak just for a minute about the people that you get to meet and talk to and the kinds of questions that you get mm-hmm. after you speak?
Oh, yeah. I meet folks who have come to the Lord because of these mysterious topics. Mm-hmm. Folks on my own, by default, I wouldn't approach a non-believer specifically about the giants in the Bible or things like that. I have had multiple people at the conferences come up to me and say, I didn't believe in God, but I started seeing all this stuff about the giants, and it just made sense. The Bible's story about what really took place just made sense to me, and so they actually did come to Christ because of these things. And you know, the world's peoples are a smorgasbord. I mean, everybody comes has the ability to come to Christ, and some things draw some people, some things don't. So it's important at Southwest and Watching Them on the Wall that we make sure we are filling all those avenues and reaching people for Christ through various ways. And I know you do the prison ministry, prison ministry. So people ask all kinds of awesome questions. You know, could a Nephilim get saved? Fascinating question we don't know the answers to. Probably the most common question is, how did the giants come back after the flood? Mm-hmm. A few theories on that. We don't have time to get into it, but we get into it for sure in The Earth as It Was, my latest book, and just fascinating stuff.
And friends, we want to invite you to join us in Columbus. This is coming up October 26th through the 28th at the Embassy Suites in Columbus Airport. And I just want to challenge you, think up the hardest question that you possibly can and bring it for Micah Van Hus. I know he loves fielding those questions, and we all love having those kinds of discussions. And you can just imagine around the office the kinds of great discussions we have about the Scripture and the possibilities that are out there. So October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio. You don't want to miss it. Jonathan Kahn will be there, a dozen other speakers, and we are looking forward to a great time together. Register today. Friends, we would love to see you in Columbus, Ohio, October 26th through the 28th. Each of these speakers that you've heard from will be there, plus many others. In fact, we have about a dozen different speakers that'll be with us, including Jonathan Kahn, Bill Federer, Doug Stauffer, Mac Dominic, Donald Perkins, Larry Stamm, Lonnie Shipman, Pastor Larry Spargimino, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, myself, and others. And we are looking forward to just a jam-packed weekend of information, enlightenment, encouragement, and we hope to see you there. Again, it's October 26th through the 28th, and you can get your tickets now by calling us at 1-800-652-1144, or you can register online. Our website is swrc.com. Click on the Events tab, and you'll see the 2023 Columbus, Ohio Conference there. You click on that, and the registration form is located on that page. You can get your tickets directly from the website, and we encourage you to do that today. It would be such a blessing to us. And please do not forget about our one-day conference coming up September 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. All of our friends who are listening in that area, we would absolutely love to be with you on that special one-day conference, and we look forward to seeing you. The registration is the same process on our website and by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. We are just looking forward to these two wonderful conferences. We are excited to see what the Lord will do through these special days of ministry, and we want you to be a part of that. Thank you so much for your partnership with us in ministry. Let's join together, band together with the Lord in prayer, going forward with everything that we have in these days that we live in. Again, register for our conferences today at swrc.com or by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. On behalf of the team and the other speakers, we cannot wait to see you in Des Moines, Iowa on September 30th or in Columbus, Ohio, October 26th through the 28th. Register today.
If you haven't already, make sure you register for our upcoming conferences. Saturday, September 30th, our special one-day prophecy conference in Des Moines, Iowa. This conference will feature Michael Hoggard, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, and Clayton Van Hus. October 26th through the 28th, Columbus, Ohio. This conference will feature over a dozen speakers, including our special keynote speaker, Jonathan Kahn. Don't miss out. Register today. Visit the events page at swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Jonathan Kahn, Donald Perkins, Doug Stauffer, Bill Federer, Mac Dominic, Lonnie Shipman, and many, many more. Secure your seat today. 1-800-652-1144 or register online, swrc.com, and click on Events. Tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn will be here to debut his brand new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. I want to encourage you to visit our website, swrc.com. There, you'll find the latest headlines from the End Times video with Dr. Larry Spargiamino, our latest Watchman on the Wall programs, and timely articles that will inform and strengthen your faith. And of course, our extensive archive of past programs and the Resource Center filled with over 1,000 books and DVDs. SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. We have much more from Jonathan Kahn coming up all this week here on Watchman on the Wall. Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto, is now available. The Josiah Manifesto will take you on a prophetic journey from a Caribbean island to Washington, D.C., to the ancient Valley of Hinnom, to the Supreme Court, to a desert mountain, to an ancient Middle Eastern temple of the gates of America, to uncover an ancient puzzle of stunning mysteries that lie behind the events of recent times that have altered our lives. The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times by Jonathan Kahn, is a book and DVD series you will want for you, your family, and your church. Order today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order at our website, swrc.com. Could all of these mysteries come together to open the door to the answer? Find out in Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.